dying here and there throughout the drive. So as a result, I'm in the tunnel. I'm tunneling over here. If you guys had installed Flash, maybe I would have been able to get it connected, you know, 45 minutes ago. But you didn't install Flash, and so I couldn't get connected. Maybe I'm not connected now, sounds like. Great. Awesome. Everything's great. I'm going to hit the microphone button and use the text-to-speech, the speech-to-text. Perfect. Not gonna honk the horn in the tunnel. No, no, I'm not into honking. Strictly tonking in here. So yeah, I don't know, I was listening to the Beastcast on my phone while periodically trying to get this thing connected.
Hockey guys?
Yeah. No. One was Hockey Man, I don't remember the others.
Blue Line Man.
But what I think is Goalie Guy.
They got really rough.
High Stick Son.
What I think is fucked up is that they kept the drawings.
No. Of course, because they own them.
Yeah, yeah, it's theirs. I mean, now we know why Mighty No. 9's delayed. No.
Someone leaked the DLC stage for Mighty No. 9. Ooh, what is it? Is it fucking garbage ass shit? Or are they putting that into the base game? $4 million, is that what they raised? $4 million is, at the end of the day, not that much money when it comes to making a video game, which is maybe the scarier part. I don't know, they showed Mighty No. 9 at E3, and like, it's been here and there over time, and it's just, it's never looked appealing to me at all. Like, I could be in for some kind of, like, interesting modern Mega Man reboot kind of thing, and all that, but, man, that game has just looked fucking rotten. I was listening to that Beastcast. And thinking about Overwatch, and it just made me realize, like, nothing about Overwatch actually is surprising if you think about the Blizzard track record with games like this. You know? World of Warcraft wasn't first, it was just better. It was more appealing to more players, it was smarter, you know, in how it showed itself off to players that were not already innately familiar with a genre. Overwatch is just that. Doesn't make it any less impressive, but it's just, you're just gonna go like, oh, right, that's, yeah. Hearthstone is not the first fucking deck-building card game, obviously, in real cards or digital cards, D-cards. It's just very smart about it. But maybe those are the only two other Blizzard games that I would say kind of fall into that thing. I mean, you know, StarCraft obviously, you know, has a huge legacy. Warcraft has a huge legacy. Diablo is kind of... You know, Rock and Roll Racing was not the first game to live in that format. You know, RC Pro-Am came before it. But Rock and Roll Racing is better. And I bet, you know, like, I'm sure that there are people that just fucking outright hate Overwatch for getting the attention it's getting from players who... You know, didn't play the previous games that were like that. I'm sure there are probably, like, Team Fortress players that are just like, man, fuck that game. But it's like, yeah, I mean, that's what the EverQuest players said, too. All right, Heroes of the Storm. I always forget that Heroes of the Storm is a game. Gotta get that game in your life. Y'all need that game in my life, y'all. That doesn't
work.
Oh. That car's not moving. You know, by the time I started, like, thinking, like, oh, maybe I'll try Team Fortress 2 again, yeah, it was this mess of, like, hey, here's, like, 1,000 different guns for each character class, and each one of them raises one number by +2 and lowers another one by +2, or, you know, like, it's just a series of weapons like that where you're just like, I don't know, I'm just gonna play the fucking dude with the rocket launcher, I guess, I don't know, shit, man. Gotham City Imposters, huh? Yeah, that's... I mean, yeah. But Gotham City Imposters was like a, you know, it was a custom class type game, right? I mean, there was a lot of stuff you would put on your character that would make it play differently. You know, it was kind of a different thing. I mean, well, not that different. I mean, right? It's a team-based shooter. It's not... But yeah, it had all the, like, the, oh, you put this on, so now the grates, you can launch yourself up to this, or you've got skates, or, you know, so you take these ramps, and then, what, you, like, came off the ramp, like, totally unrealistically and fucking weird, and it just seemed broken. And then they changed Gotham City Imposters to be free-to-play, causing, like, a full, like, reboot. Like, you had to re-download it. And they were like, oh, if you bought the game, then we're giving you a bunch of content for the free-to-play version, or whatever the fuck it was. That was just a weird... It was a weird turn of events. The game came and went real fast. No, yeah, alright, yeah, no, it's, okay, well, fuck, yeah, okay, fine. Cars. Speaking of games that came and went real fast, I installed Firefall last night. They retired some item I had in Firefall, so when I relaunched it, it gave me... It was like, here's an item good for 40 million XP. That's the actual 40 million XP. But yes, because of the fucking weird bullshit that's been going on, the dude posted a bunch of this. Yeah, Firefall. Fuck, man. So I figured I'd download that and see what's going on. It was mostly people complaining about some bug that was preventing them from leveling up. And it seemed bad. And it dropped me into some like new player, like onboarding style quest stuff that I. You know, I played that game for probably 15 hours when it came out, just out of curiosity. I'd leveled up and done a bunch of stuff, but it was still like, go to this point, do this. I was like, okay, all right, I'm going to just close this now. Yes, Firefall has the thing where you would see all these resources in the world, but you had to drop some kind of thing and defend it. And yeah, that is that game. And I played it, and it was one of those things where it's like, I've been away from this game since 2014. I have no idea where I am or what I'm doing. Like, I spawned in the world in, like, the sky, and there were objects up there, but no ground. And there were a bunch of invisible walls. I don't know if the game was broken or if maybe I just... logged out in an area that no longer exists anymore or something weird like that. Like, it was just, yeah, very confusing. Returning to a game after that long usually is that kind of confusing, but it was a little extra fucked. When was the last time I played Star Trek Online? Late last year, I think. I installed it, flew around, ran around a space station, realized I had no idea what to do or where to go, and quit. You know, maybe I should just start a new character or something like that. But then it's like, I'm probably okay. stuff going on out here. All right. I'm going to go. I'll see you later. Have a good Friday.